from New Zealand in Australia, and Simon Bogue, Chief Executive of CEFTIA, the Southern Ocean Fishing Trawling Industry Association, has been doing exactly that with a bit of Kiwi technology. G'day, Simon.
Morning.
What, now, in terms of the fishing fleet that we have, what's the problem with the seabirds?
So we discovered in about 2009 that, you know, obviously birds, seabirds, albatrosses are attracted to fishing boats by the sight and sound of fish. But we discovered, you know, 2009-10-ish, that some of these birds get so aggressive and frenzied in their behaviour that they can hit the steel cables that we call warps that we tow nets with. That's not good for them. They can be injured or, you know, more seriously hurt. And you only know that's happening if you go out and stare down the warp. It's not obvious. So we've been working for some years to find a way to stop that from happening.
Straight away I think about the things people have done to try and stop dogs pooping on their lawn, you know, hanging CDs and things, or stopping birds getting into your fruit trees. They're hard to discourage birds when they get an idea in their heads.
Absolutely. And their behaviour changes a lot. You know, when the weather is changing and they're hungry and they know they're going to go through a period of no food, they can become quite frenzied. And, you know, at times there's hundreds of them behind fishing boats. It's not one or two. It's, you know, 500 or 1,000. And they're all in competition with each other. You know, I think if you've seen seagulls at the beach with fish and chips, you know what I mean. You know, so...
But this is likewise for you guys and for the birds on a kind of industrial scale, and so there could be a lot of birds lost. Do you fly a hawk off the boat?
Well, look, we looked at all sorts of things. Yeah. You know, we looked at distress calls. We looked, you know, some airports use distress calls, or they, you know, some manufacturing places use, you know, owls, plastic owls, and we've seen, you know, eagles and owls and different things on yachts. So we actually went to New Zealand, and I noticed your reference a minute ago, but we went to New Zealand in a 8 of us, fishermen, researchers, and we hired a minivan that was way too small. And we started in a place called Bluff, which you would know,
yep,
which is an inhospitable place. And we went to fishing conferences and albatross sanctuaries and met with albatross researchers and processing companies and fishing companies and fishermen. And what we were looking for is, you know, what are they doing in New Zealand to deter seabirds away from trawlers? You know, they have a lot more birds there and a lot more trawlers. So what can we learn from them? And look, we came back, we looked at, I think we had 15 different devices that, you know, on offer, and we found two. We decided that there were the two that we were going to bring back and test, and they were something called a bird baffler and a seabird sprayer.
What does the baffler look like?
That's like, if you can imagine a fishing boat with a boom, an arm, you know, a big steel arm going out the side, and from that big steel boom hangs some ropes and some pieces of conduit, you know, electrical tubing that are cut up, brightly coloured. And off the end of the arm is a big long rope with a buoy on the end. And again, you know, from that hanging down vertically is more pieces of conduit. So it just creates a big curtain around the outside of the boat and back past that warp where that steel cable goes into the water.
Kind of like the beaded doorway to a milk bar. What are the plastic flaps? Do you remember those?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, very much so. That's a really good description. So like that, and then, you know, sideways and then backwards. Yeah.
And what about the sprayer? Is that like a water cannon?
No, it's just, again, two big arms that, big stainless steel arms that come off the back of the boat, sort of at 45 degrees, and what it does is it sprays water over the area where that steel cable, that warp, enters the water. And we don't know why, but seabirds don't like getting wet, which is odd, but they just really don't like the sensation of water trickling or dribbling on them. So that worked as well.
How will you know if they're effective in our fisheries?
So we were very fortunate. We received $330,000 from the Commonwealth Government. So that financed that trip over, but it also financed us into getting a fisheries consultant, and we put together a project team. So we had two boats, and we built two devices, and we had the Antarctic Division and CSIRO and, you know, a place called Ocean Watch and fishermen and the fishery manager, AFMA, on a steering committee. And we did hundreds and hundreds of days of observed fishing. So what we would do every day is we would get up, we would flip a coin, and it would say, well, you know, we're either going to test the control device first, or we're going to test, you know, what we used to do first. And then we would do paired trials. So you do, you know, what you used to do and the new device. And we did hundreds of days and hundreds of paired shots. And we found that the Seabird sprayer reduced interactions by 92%,
wow,
which we were astounded by. Now, the Seabird sprayer cost about $40,000 or $45,000. And we then found that the baffler, which is sort of more like $4,000, reduced interactions by 96%. So we were a market.
Wrapped. Bargain. Yeah. And wow. So now the whole fleet gets them, yeah?
Well, we then put out a press release, and we called on the fishery manager. So as an industry, we put out a press release and said, we want the fishery manager to mandate these on all trawl boats in southeast Australia. And we want it to be law that you have to do it by the 1st of May 17, you know, i.e. last week.
Yeah. Well, industry calling for red tape, that is a rare thing to hear. But good work and a really interesting project. Simon, I've got to run. I've got headlines. Great to talk to you.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Simon Bogue, Chief Executive of Southern Ocean Fishing Trawler Industry Association. A long process there, and industry getting the red tape put in place to look after the environment, doing it themselves. Pretty interesting there. Linda Hunt's in the newsroom this morning. Hi, Linda.